Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We are now officially in fall season.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes, sir. Next 5 months, we ain't going to be about shit.
What is this man? it's like, wait,
time
we?
Time of the year.
We? That's not inclusive of me.
Man, this ain't your season. But once again, thank y'all for tuning to the best small business podcast.
With Tatiana.
Miss Michael, and thank you for tuning in to Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Miss Parker, how you feeling today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
All right, so we're going to get on to this topic. And public service announcement trigger warning. This may piss some of y'all off.
Oh, then I'm pretty sure I'll have fun.
All righty. So what we're going to get into is, do we actually have status? Now, listen, I'm talking about status as a culture. I'm getting real close to the mic. Because we always say, man, we make this shit dope. We run this. They take from us to build their own. But yet, as great of a culture as we are, as unique, as creative of a people as we are, we are still trying to figure this shit the fuck out.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean others aren't trying to figure it out. I think they're just maybe a little bit better. Figuring it out, or figuring out how not to have to figure it out. It's copy and paste it from you.
Yeah, maybe they already had the leg up.
Yeah.
And you still getting it out the mud.
Because you pride yourself on getting it out the mud. I pride myself on not reinventing the wheel.
Shit, no. I pride myself on being successful.
Yeah.
And it's hard, man, because we sitting up here looking at how many businesses or business ventures that come from us as a culture. You know, I got the latest and greatest.
They drip.
Yeah, that drip. Drippity drip. Then they take your drip and then they drop it somewhere else.
Right, right.
And they shit successful.
Yeah.
But you dripped first.
Right. So who really had the status?
I guess the person that was successful or the business that was successful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
you had the thought, but
I mean, you can have the thought, but did you have the means?
And that's what I keep saying.
Did you have the execution?
That's what I keep saying.
Did you have the backing?
The access, the resources. That's literally what I keep shouting from the mountaintop.
You had everything that they needed, but you.
Yes.
You notice I said you had everything they needed. But you.
Right. Did that fly over your head?
Because they took what you had.
Right.
And ran with it.
Right. So they didn't need you.
Well, they needed you to get the idea or to get the, as we say, that drip. They couldn't have the drip without you.
But you just said they needed everything but you.
Yeah. But they needed you to get that thing to begin with. Do you see how crazy it feels at times?
Yeah, so technically they did need you.
But do you see how I'm getting at it?
Yeah.
They didn't have the drip without the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed you, us, yeah. them, that. They
could then when they go to make it happen, they don't need you.
Yeah, they don't include you in the payment plan.
Mm, they don't need you.
No. I mean, hitting the mic. It's like we have this status amongst ourselves, but then my status doesn't rely on us amongst ourselves.
So there's a status or a hierarchy among ourselves, right?
Yes.
But it doesn't translate over to anything else.
Exactly.
Other than us. And we still don't have the access, the resources, the means.
Yeah, like we say.
The strategy, we don't have it.
We still thinking white ice is colder. We still can't get that status from our side that we will say, oh, we'll put ourselves up against anybody else.
Right. That support, that backing.
Yeah, it's like your t-shirt or your stuff, it just ain't as clean as theirs. And it could be the same damn design.
Same design. It's all made in the same sweatshops.
Yeah. And then you flip two letters. But they'll say you didn't flip your two letters the same that they flipped theirs.
Yeah.
And then you get turned around and you're like, you'll pay their price.
Mm-hmm.
Complain
but
about
that. That's what I was going to say. But gripe about, you know, the price on this side of the track.
So do we have status?
No, we do not have status. I'm swatting at you. It looked like something was like.
See, she was protecting me. What is she doing, Jay?
It was something on you.
I mean, no, but it's just on me. Is she just trying to?
A bug or something. Maybe I just want to hit you. Violence.
Maybe that's it. But yeah, so we're still thinking about it. We're looking at it from this lens of entrepreneurship. The episodes ago, we talked about it. Would you do this shit all over again? Would you want to go in business? Some people have said, man, yeah, I think I might bow out. They were like, I don't know if it's for me.
Or, you know, sometimes the perspective could be, I would still go into it. I may not have taken this path, or I may have done, you know, F before D, you know? So it's definitely an eye-opening moment, right?
Yeah, because it makes us think about it. I'm from the era where Jordans got people taken off this planet.
Yeah.
Like, literally, these dudes getting murked for their shoes.
Right.
It was the status of the Jordan.
Yes.
Because it was Mike's shoe.
Right.
But then, like we said, plastic still plastic, rubber still rubber. It was the price attached that gave them the status.
Yes.
It wasn't just because it was Mike's shoe. It was Mike's shoe. They cost damn near $100 a shoe.
But also, I mean, let's keep it a buck. If Mike had rolled that out on his own platform and he didn't have a super huge backing.
You saying if it wasn't Nike.
Right. Like.
They wouldn't have been just like Mike.
Right. I mean, Shaq got his shoes in Walmart.
Yeah, Shaq said she. What were you saying?
That's not a Nike-backed brand.
Shaq said she. If I'm selling 100,000 pair, then $100. Or I could sell 1,000,000 pair, $25.99.
Yeah, you do the math.
We did talk about that. Number in units is different.
So, I mean, I'm just like, even with the whole status thing, if you didn't have the super huge Nike backing as a brand, like, would it have gone over like that?
I'd probably say no. No, because...
So it just makes you think, you know?
Because we as consumers... value status more than the product.
We sure do.
We value the status of having a
$200. Not even the person. Shit, no. Not even a person.
Like we talked about, people will walk around with purses that cost more than the money they could put in.
Right. You sitting up here at $5,000 bag on, you can't even access $5,000 liquid. I said it out loud.
There's people on TV shows getting called out for having a fake purse.
And like, what? What are you doing?
And then, like an ice cream cone.
So this is my thing. Is it that it's wrong of them to call out the fake purse, or is it that it's smart of the other party to not use all of their money and pretend to have a status that they don't have?
Would not spend $2,000 on a wallet. That's just me personally. My wallet is old. The label has fallen off.
I don't even know what brand it is anymore.
No, my wallet, I think, is older than the two girls since they've been on this earth. I know it is. That wallet I've had since the 90s, I think. And my kids will sit there and say, "Get you another wallet." I'm like, why? My cards don't fall out. I do not carry cash. besides.
Molded to your brain.
Yeah. I mean, besides my driver's license, my social security card.
That you should not carry.
Now, listen.
You don't carry that.
If you want them nine numbers, boy, have at it. Or the eight. No, it's nine.
Yes.
If you want them nine number prize.
Don't worry. Your social security card is not in your wallet anymore. Took it out a long time ago.
If you want them problems, go ahead. Because I'm telling you, this ain't what you want. I tell people all the time. You want my name, go ahead, baby. You can have them problems. I don't have to feel like I need a $2,000 wallet as a status symbol. It's in my pocket 99% of the time. What good does it do? Miss Parker has a variety of purses. Can't imagine spending $5,000 on a purse for her. She's going to look at me and be like, boy, you know what I could have done with $5,000?
I definitely would not have bought that purse.
Exactly. Now, her rings on her finger?
And it's different.
It's different.
It's different.
They got a value to them. It's but different. We going back to the status. It's like we are so label hungry that we'll ruin ourselves for the labels.
Yeah.
For the status. For the culture.
I was just about to say, but I mean, does the culture really even have a status?
I don't know.
I mean, we sit up here and we talk about, I'm just like, we talk about, you know, being in the right rooms, having seats at the tables. That usually equates to status, all of which, either typically by gender, by race or ethnicity, number, we're still the minority in the room. So you don't have status.
Black culture has a status of spending.
Yes.
You have the status of being a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But what have we learned about being influential and being a damn owner? Those are two different things.
Very.
Your buying power makes you influential.
It does.
But the owner can tell you what's available for purchase. let me catch you one more time. Influence can get you in the door.
Right. I'm ready.
But the owner tells you if the building's even open.
We ain't got enough for sale over here.
See, that's where we get it twisted. We see our value in consumption.
Right.
Buying power.
Right.
The staying power is holding assets. You keep talking about this generational wealth shit.
Child, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm.
We ain't even got past the first, second, third generation. Unless you pass it down from one generation to the second to the third.
Right. You are absolutely right. And I don't think they figured that part out.
If you built it and the next generation sold it, it was not generational.
It did not last.
It was gone.
It no longer meets the criteria of generation.
That's where status comes in. People And cultures with status don't sell off their values. They hold on to them. They use them for leverage when they want to go acquire more.
More assets.
More assets. That's why it's got ass on it. Bigger the ass. Well, you know, that's what y'all falling into now, all them big old asses.
All right, Mike.
Just saying. But the assets need to be big, too. You got to have that assets. Offset the spending. We've looked at this for years. Well, I tell you all the time, we argue about professional sports and contracts. Millionaires arguing with millionaires. Why is it that most of these teams that have been run have been owned for generations? They make money.
Yeah.
Why am I gonna get rid of something that's making me money?
I'm not.
No, I'm gonna hold on to it. Yeah,
I'm gonna keep it.
Then I'm going to pass it down. I'm going to get old. I'm going to pass down to my kids.
Right, right.
And then as they get older, they should pass down to their kids. That's how it works. That's where the status then gets pointed into the value. Right. Because they'll turn around and say, you know, they've had this for five generations.
Right, right, right.
There goes your status.
Right, right, right.
The status behind the they say that's old money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they been had money. That's standard.
Yeah.
See that? Oh, they just came up.
They the new money.
Yeah, that new money. See, they ain't status shit.
They the new money.
You the new kid on the block.
You don't want them blue bills. I want them old green bills.
You got to survive a little bit to get status.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We've hit a bunch of topics. In this status talk, we talk about culture, people, prestige, we talking about corporations. Where do you get your status? Where does it come in at? Because you could be the fresh new thing on the block today. Where are you at 6 months from now?
No longer the fresh new thing on the block.
Is anybody paying attention?
Right.
Status. Oh, you know, man, I fooled with them, you know, 7, 8, 9 months ago. Did my thing, man. I supported you.
Check my box.
Yeah, check my box. Oh, man, they still in business?
I ain't seen them lately.
What the hell are you doing? Oh, man, you know, man, we knew they wasn't going to last.
Boy, boy, boy.
But listen, man, I supported them because, you know, I did it for the culture.
Yeah. Oh, we go way back.
Yeah, man, I did it for us. You know, I really didn't like what they was doing. I just did it because they were black.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that give you status? Where is the staying power if your culture says, I was just waiting on you to fly?
Right. I knew you ain't going to make it. I knew you were going to fail. I knew you was going to be something quick.
I just understood that I did my part.
Mm-hmm.
That was it for me. Ain't got nothing else to do.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, they cool. They good at it. You're talking about their status, though. Man, you know, they launched. You know, I was there. Took a picture. Smiled with them. Man, that was like a year ago.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
What they doing now?
Right. Right. Right.
Status.
Absolutely.
Are you still being paid attention to? When does the status become status quo? I checked the box. Did this. I liked, subscribe.
Right, right, right.
Did all those things. See, these call to actions.
With share, like, and subscribe.
Those call to actions aren't can't be a one-time thing.
No.
Because you need those on a daily basis.
A consistent basis.
Consistently, if you got 365 days, oh man, you know, I checked them out about 4 months ago.
Right, yes, it's about 4 or 5 months ago.
That's a long time
in business.
4 or 5 months ago, you know how many businesses done launched?
I'm like, that's a death and a rebirth.
And then a rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even go on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your status means you got to shift course.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are things that deal in your status. You're like, how do I stay relevant? to my own. Like, now I ain't talking about everybody else. How do you stay relevant to your own? That's part of your status. That makes you have to stay on an even keel.
Yeah.
You sit around and you share like post, or, you know, I went by, bought me a sandwich this day. I did this, I did that.
I bought one taco at lunch about 3-4 months ago.
Then you secretly said, man, that shit was high.
Right.
I ain't gonna go back.
I won't be back. Yeah, I was just about to say, I won't be back for that. Yeah, I ain't got to worry about me coming back.
But you know, man, I showed up because they launched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the first week they were open. I gave them a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't realize the price is the price, because that's what you need to stay in and maintain mm-hmm. business. I'm telling y'all, a lot of people that start businesses, they are not overnight get rich quick schemes.
No.
They can't be.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of people just think, man, you know, can't let them come up too far now.
Right, right. Yeah.
Because, you know, man, then they're going to think they something.
Right. It can only be one of us in this arena.
It's hard.
It's only going to be
the arena is so big.
It is. So much space.
It's crazy. Like, mm-hmm. it's almost like being a small business only. Like, you're a gladiator.
Yeah.
You got to go out there with your sword and fight the lion, the tiger.
Whoever they let out their cage.
Yeah. Sometimes you're fighting other businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you feel like it, you really not. But sometimes, maybe,
mm-hmm.
your status got to a point that you're like, shit, man, I could do something about
that. Too much. Bring you down a notch.
Which sucks. But like we said, this is a episode where you really have to be understanding about what it takes,
mm-hmm.
what all goes into it. You might not like the fact that we sit there and say, our status is consumption. It's consumerism.
It is.
But when we say we're a multi-trillion dollar business, who are we spending that trillions with?
Everybody but us.
When we turn around, who's still in business from us? You know, it's just how it looks sometimes. We just want y'all to think about it. I think that's kind of how this episode kind of rolled. Was like, I want people to really think, you know, we're looking at our own conditions. When I say conditions, your communities, your neighborhoods. And you go back and you look and you're like, man, it used to be a lot of us in business around where we may have been. Mm-hmm. And then you turn around and look and you're like, well, ain't too many nobody over here now.
Right.
What happened? Where did the status go?
Right.
Oh, just a little food for thought, y'all. Sparky, you got anything else you want to talk to him about it?
I think he summed it up. Where does the status go?
Hey, catch y'all next time.